Here we go. I'm going to put that right there.
Well, I hope
trying to knock it off.
I got some room. Okay, man.
All right.
Yeah, okay. Golly, man. I was getting worried, though. Y'all was going on and on and on and on, and I was thinking, man, am I going to get to preach? But then I was thinking, man, that's what it's supposed to be like, man. It's supposed to be where you don't want it to end. You know, and that lady said, Jesus, man, I was like, keep going, girl. What you stopping for? Stop. Don't stop.
Mark, we're going to have trouble with this, Mark. Because I got this and this and this, you know, I'll tell you, we're going to make it work, though. God's going to do his thing. I should have wrote smaller. I was getting ready to go grab one.
There's one back one.
This ain't part of the preaching, looking at my backside. Let's put it that way. Sorry. Stop that. Anyway, folks, I want to tell y'all about something that is going on. We're going to talk today about stuff that's going on, and it is not, I do not want this spirit to leave this place the way you guys have got praise and worship here. My knees wouldn't let me stand the whole time, but I wanted to. I know that. Because you guys have got, I mean, the spirit is so good in here, man. It smells sweet. You can almost see it. I'm looking at y'all's faces, man, and all the smiles on the faces. But I'm going to talk to you about something else that goes on in our lives. And that's what is called anxiety and depression. You know, we got this feeling right now. You know, it feels good. But there's times when we by ourselves. And the worst times when we have troubles. There's times when things go wrong. And sometimes, I mean, my thing was to run right back to the bottle. I ran it and lived in it. Stayed there. And you know, I had my Visine and my dad. Nobody knew it. I was functioning. Went to work every day. But I was a drunk. I was depressed. I had to figure out something that was going to do God instead of God being God. You know what I'm saying? You know, depression is a choice. You can choose not to do it. Now, I know people tell you, oh, well, this happens. Okay, I can dig it. But I'm going to tell y'all, people can say, oh, this will put you there. This will put you there. Yeah, okay. But that's telling me that my God ain't strong enough to handle everything.
Amen.
And I'm not cool with that.
Amen.
Okay? Because he is. He can overcome everything. Anything. All things. That's what it counted when he went to the cross. You feel me?
Amen.
We're going to 42:5. Go ahead, Mark. You got it? Just do that for a second, and I'm going to tell you something. Hang on for a second. Hang on. Don't get your Bibles. I'm telling you that because I want you to sit and relax. I got it all up here. That way you don't have to look. Now, ain't that better? Cross your face. You know what I'm saying? Post up like your dog right here. There you go. He's posted up. That's exactly the way to do it. I told you it was all right, didn't I? Post up just like that. That's good stuff. And just relax. Hit me with the first one. Okay. I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to walk you through this. Verse 42:5. Psalm 42:5 says, I'm just going to read the whole thing, Mark. You leave it like that. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall praise him for the help of his countenance. Okay. I said it was a choice with anxiety and depression and anxiousness. It is a choice. And when that gets to you, when you're there, some stuff happens to you. Somebody stabs you in the back. Somebody does something wrong to you. And you're mad or you're downcast. This is my recipe to get out of it. Okay? You ask yourself a question. Why is it? Well, you know what it was. It was a backstabbing. Somebody lying on you. Somebody cheating on you. Stole something from you. Put you in a bad mood, right? You been there?
Yes,
Mark? Hit me again. It's the same question. Another question. Okay, well, that's the next thing. Why are you so sad? Is it because of the first question? Probably, right? Okay, those are two things that are right there. 42:5. It tells you, why are you like this? Why are you like that?
Well, these are the reasons because of what happened to me. Go ahead to the next one. Well, you got instruction.
What did that girl say? Right there. Young lady right here said, what did she say? Well, I had to have hope that he was going to be with me through it. Ain't that what you said? I had to hope he was going to be with me through it. I had faith that he was going to be with me through it. That's what you said? How many of you have been there? And said, I got to hope that he's going to walk me through it. I got to hope he's going to walk me through it. Well, listen, I'm going to tell you something, y'all. Don't just believe in God, okay? Believe it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Don't just believe in him. Or believe him. Because he said, I walk you through stuff. I will comfort you when it's bad. And it gets bad. Sometimes it's bad. This right here, oh man, I'm jumping up and down. We got pom-poms, cheerleading, and everything in here. It's wonderful in here. Because this is the spirit of that we love each other. We know that Jesus loves us. We're all together. Man, I want to smile. Don't you want to smile all the time in here? We having fun in here. The cute girl is on the other side of the aisle. I feel you. Yeah, you're over posted up. I got you, though.
Hey, I was doing the same thing, so I can't say that.
But I'm telling you. This is love and smiles and hope and grace. But sometimes it ain't. Sometimes it's bad. And that you just said it, man. Amen for that too.
August the 14th, 2017, Joan Lee Carter, my mother, passed away. August 17 or 14, 2017, probably the nicest person that I was with. That my mother walked me through a whole bunch of stuff. I was a mama's boy. Went to see Jesus and I was sad. Sad.
For yourself, not for
her. Oh, no. Let me get there. Okay. September 27th to 2017. The baddest chick on this planet left it. My wife passed away. A month and a half later from my mother. I got this smile on my face, folks. And it ain't because of Tony. I don't really have to say anything else, man. I hope. And I have faith. I know I'm going to see them again.
Amen.
Because my God told me I would.
Amen.
And I don't just believe in God. I believe
in him. Amen.
And I'm going to be smiling and laughing and joking with y'all. Because I kind of envious of Mama and Leanne. Because they hanging with the King right now. I mean, I'm down here with these bad knees. You know what I'm saying? And I know Brittany and John got something good at the house. I know they got something to grub on that's going to be good. Brittany don't mess up on that part. And they said I could come by after this, so I'm all feeling kind of good. But in that time, there was a whole lot of doubt. It was a little bit of it was a little bit down. I had a down. Do you blame me?
No.
You could see it, right? You know what? A lot of people never seen it. They just seen this person right here. And I'm going to tell you something, man. I don't know if it's going to get worse, but I just keep going like this. Me and Leon had a saying. It's eyes up, heads up, even when it's tough. That was our quote for our fight. They told her in December 2016 she had 2 months to live. The doctor did. She lived till September. And when that happened, I looked at the doctor and I said, I'm going to tell you something, doctor. I've been trying for almost over 20 years to tell that woman what to do. She leaves when she wants to leave. You can't tell her what to do, man. I done told Brittany plenty of times, man. I just lived at my house, man. I wasn't the boss. You know, my car keys was there. I had some clothes there, but the boss wasn't me.
And you're lying if you say you were. But I'm going to tell you, to get me through that stuff, how many times have you heard, the Lord won't put more on you than you can bear? Have you heard that?
Yes.
You know what, man? You can't find it nowhere in the Bible. Because I'm going to tell you something straight up. It's exactly opposite. The Lord puts on you more than you can bear. You know why? So you look at Him. Hey, what's wrong with that? I'm crumbling down here, God. My wife passes away. My mom passed away. It's crumbling down here. Look at me, Tony. Okay. You got my attention. Well, that's what we do, don't we? That's how we get out of it. The first question was, why am I so sad? Why is my spirit downhearted? Second was, why am I so sad? Then we got hope and faith. And then we give Him praise. You know what? All of that was gone. You understand me?
Yeah.
That's my break. You know how they stir up stuff and it's cured of this? This is my cure to that. This is what I use on every decision. Now, I'm not standing up here telling you I'm a perfect man, because sometimes it don't work. I know. Sometimes I'm sick, sad. Sometimes I miss my baby. I roll over sometimes and the cry comes out of me. Because that was the baddest chick on the planet. My best friend. I miss her when she's not there. But I go back to this. I go running back to it. Because I got more. Because He gave me more. He said, Tony, you got an assignment. You got to show people how to walk it out. It ain't easy. And you've overcome other stuff that's tougher. Don't you feel sad for me? You understand me? You just walk that out. Because it's going to happen. Bad stuff's going to happen to us, folks. I'm going to let you know that. You're going to lose some people you don't want to lose. Instantly. Sometimes. And you're never going to know. And how can you get yourself back? How can you get yourself back together? I jump straight in there. Straight in that book. And looking at Him. I'm through it, man. I'm not done with it. Tomorrow I got to get right back in here and say, I'm looking at you again, God. All of us got that in us. All of us can do that. All of us. It's not just me. I'm nobody special. I was special to Jesus. I was special enough for Him to climb on that cross and take my sins. All of them. So in the back of your mind, when you got that, well, I did this and I did that, I don't know what. Is Jesus going to forgive me of it? I'm going to tell you, cussing, smoking, all the other stuff you're talking about doing ain't going to keep you out of heaven. Not knowing Jesus is what keep you out of heaven.
Amen.
That's it. Don't put yourself under something you ain't. Do you understand me? I hate to do it, but that's why I'm tough like that. I'm sorry. Unless some things are terrible, man, some of us won't listen. Some people think they're obligated to be miserable. I mean, you might think I'm playing around, but how many Eeyores do you know? You know what I'm talking about? I mean, if they ain't messing with you, and trying to bring you, oh no, there they are. You're trying to run away from it. You see them coming, oh no. Because she's going to drain you, or he's going to drain you. It's all about this, and this. I go like this to them. It usually works. Then they take off running. So carry one of them with you next time. Like you walk around like this. And you yield it like a shield. Because you know all our answers is in here. What's the thing? Acronym? Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth, right? Bible. I mean, all of them's in there. Man, I left my daggone towel in the car, Chris. You black preachers, we always sweating anyway. Man, you know what? Hey, Chris, they can't take my man card because of this. You know that, right? You okay with me using this? Because I gotta go. Yes. You ain't got no choice now. So we have questions. We have a choice not to be sad, not to be down. We can tell the people that we know that are like that. We can let them know, hey, there's a way out. And it's not 100%. Pretty close, but it ain't 100%. And we just have to get ready for bad stuff, man. I mean, that's what I said. I'm ready for bad stuff. Because it's going to come. I'm not saying everything's foolproof either. The more I listen and look in here, I find different answers to different things that I'm going to struggle through. Somebody asked me a question the other day, Tony, man, listen. I know you're the God, man. You do this stuff. I said, man, come on. I'm not no God, man. You're just as much God as me, man. I know Jesus like you know Jesus. He goes, no, I don't go to church. I said, well, I mean, but you know Jesus, you believe in him, you do this and that. After the conversation, he was convinced he was saved. And I was convinced he was saved too. He just wasn't doing what I do. I mean, he had already put himself at a deficit, and that's what many of us do. And when you do that, you put yourself in this, oh, well, I didn't do this, I didn't do that, I didn't do that. That leads to Mr. Depression.
He wasn't walking in.
That's right. And it leads him into anxiety. I mean, because you can run to... I'm going to tell you something now. The devil's a bad joker, man. He knows where to get you. He knows where to mess you up. I mean, he ain't... This over here, you got this done? Okay, well, let me sneak. There's a little spot right here. He's going to sneak in here. So you got to be prepared all the way around. And when Mark preaches to you, and the other path, like my man right here today was talking about the miracle stuff and talk about how they were taking it and they were claiming it. Listen, you got to put that on, man. You got to put on the breastplate of righteousness. You got to put on that full armor of God. Because the devil's trying to get you. He don't want to be by himself in the lake of fire. So depression is one of them things. And I hate to sound sexist, but it seems like it always hits the ladies more than anything. They're depressed after a baby. They're depressed after something happens here. Maybe you turn 40. More than guys. Hey, listen, don't get me. I'm glad Hen ain't here. She would have got me for saying that. Because I'm not sexist. I'm just saying sometimes when I talk to a lot of teens, it's girls and they're depressed over something where this is their popularity and their lifestyle and people that liking them is more important than who they are. But I'm going to tell you something. That happens to us too. We get men, we get consumed with our jobs and that's what we do. And then if our wife's not paying attention to us, we got a depressing thing. We're anxious then. We got anxiety. What's going on? All these things lead to this. Look up in the air. Eyes up, heads up. Even when it's tough, look at him. How can you lose that way? You can't. It's impossible to lose that way. We just won't constantly do it. I don't constantly do it. I try, but it don't always work. God is my rock. Amen. I'm going to stand on him. Amen. Like it or not, I'm going to run through the wall. I'm going to go through all this stuff because I got God.
Amen.
That's it. I'm going to tell you something else, folks. My granddaughter was killed last night by a drunk driver. My oldest granddaughter, she's 11. I heard that this morning to pray, or last night to pray. With my son and my daughter, I told my grand or their grandmother, Leanne's mom and dad, and I was calm in the storm. And Minnie Mite is what I called her. Her name was Emma Leanne. That all our babies were named. Leanne had a little bit of grandbabies had a little bit of their name. I have one that's Emma Leanne and one that's Natalie Ann. They all the girls named and Brent named them after their mama. Can't get no boys in there, but anyway, it was a shock. And then I talked to people, and I could easily run because there was nobody at home but me last night, by myself. And I swear, I was sitting in my recliner right after I found out, and I had I had my hands like this because I thought I was going to be mad, you know. You know how you first think of it? And then I had my hands on my head, and I said to myself, what am I supposed to learn in this, God? And I swear I could hear him say clear as day, and I know it's what you said to me, Lord. You got work to do. That's good stuff. You got work to do, Tony. Go. You got work to do. My deal was that my God was still talking to me. He wasn't done. He wasn't done. He'll stop if you stop. If you walk the other way, you get further away. He's standing right there where he was when you left. And I done it. Exactly, brother. Say it again.
He will meet you where you are.
Say it again.
Meet you where you are.
Exactly right, man.
Never leave you forsaken.
Ain't that what you said, man? He wasn't going nowhere, was he? You got to believe him, not just believe in him. I don't take very long when I talk. I don't take very long when I preach. Y'all got my point? And I want to end it with this. What's the last slide there, Mark? This is my equation. You heard of Einstein's relativity?
Yes.
That's my equation. You might want to write that down. I do. It's your hope, your faith equals his peace. Let me ask you a question. And this is not me bragging. Do I look peaceful?
Yes.
And like I said, in August I had my mom. She passed. September, Leanne's gone. Last night, Emily's gone. I got peace, folks. Because I got hope and I got faith. More importantly, I got God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's the best thing about it. Come on up here, Mike. Or Mark, come on up here.
There you are.
Yeah, man. Come up here. I want to do something with you.
That's how close we are.
Yeah. I want to ask you, my brother to come up here. If you want to come up for prayer, any kind of prayer real quick, or whatever he wants to do, watch it. Bang right there.
I got it.
Anything he wants to do, I heard him today say, don't be sitting back here.